When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our weekly flashpoints from the IPL as it reaches the middle stages of the tournament. Bharat Sundaresan keeps us up to speed here. Bharat, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me, Jared.
India is in the grip of a Virat Kohli controversy, and there's no controversy like a Virat Kohli controversy.
No, Jared, and especially when Virat Kohli is showing his angst so publicly. He walked up to the umpires. He wasn't happy being given out. Something interesting has happened in this IPL, Jared. Before the IPL, they've measured the heights of all the batters or all the cricketers just so that they know exactly how to measure the high no balls or the high full tosses to see if it's above their waist or not, depending on whether the batter's bending down or where he stood outside his crease. And Virat Kohli was given out caught and bowled. He wasn't happy, saw the replay. He was even more unhappy. He stormed towards the umpires. Then on his way out, in even more dramatic fashion than Justin Langer, like knocked out a big dustbin, not just one of those small buckets, but the big giant one, life-size one. And yeah, he's been fined 50% for dissent now.
Which way would you have gone, Bharat, as a long-standing umpire yourself? Was it a no-ball or was he out?
Considering I'm in Australia, I'll say it was out, but like I might have said something different if I was in India. No, it has taken the IPL by storm, and it's that time of the IPL, Jared, when it kind of tapers off, so, sort of, before we head into the playoffs. So you need something like this, and you know, Virat Kohli and the IPL never fails to deliver.
I want to ask you the same question we pondered with Crash yesterday. In your imagination, can you see Travis Head and Jake Fraser-McGurk opening for Australia at this World Cup?
They just have to. Look, David Warner's form, well, it's a long tournament. You can say it's tapered off a little bit, but it's just what we're seeing in this IPL and the way batters are approaching the power play and what Travis Head has done and what Jake Fraser-McGurk has done already in just three innings tells you where T20 cricket is going, and you need those two. You can always have Warner at one down, you know, even finishing games from one down, but I think Australia will be missing a trick if they don't go that way.
What is the reaction like in India to Fraser-McGurk and the two just astonishing hitting innings that he's had?
They can't wait for the auction next year.
Right.
Jared, trust me, he's going to be a rich boy, you know, and considering he's moved to South Australia, he can buy a massive property here because it's, yeah. And look, on the other hand, you have someone like Mitchell Starc who went for big money this year, purely on reputation. And it's not been a great return at all for KKR. At the moment, though they're winning, and, you know, if you're Mitchell Starc, you're happy that your team is winning because you will get a chance to play in the playoffs. And if you can do well there and win them the trophy, then all will be forgiven. But for the moment, it's not looking good. But yeah, Jake Fraser-McGurk, watch out. He's going to go for big bucks next year.
How well is Travis Head going now?
Oh, this is the best I've seen, not just him bat, but any Australian bat in the IPL, Jared. I mean, it's going to be tough to get him out of India. Maybe he'll have to import some pitches from there. He's just killing it. He's just taking those power play batting to a next level, and he's just doing it game after game. And we're so used to seeing Travis Head in these situations. There'll be a couple of shots which go in the air and into open spaces. This is clean hitting off another level. And Sunrisers, the 125 they made in 6 overs, and Travis Head was 84 not out after 6 overs, Jared. This is where T20 batting is going, and it almost feels like Travis Head is a pioneer.
Yeah, and it's absolutely what Australia was hoping for, that he would find his way back to form and maybe carry that all the way through to the World Cup. Bharat will be more expansive next week, but those are the headlines. Thank you. Have a good week.
You too, Jared. Thank you so much.
Good on you. Bharat Sundaresan there. So the Kohli controversy, which I think he was out having a look at those replays, and Head and Fraser-McGurk and the business that they are doing.